marriage, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Now look, JB, you see, I'm a reasonable man. See, if you don't give my client this audition, I'm going to have 100 roses delivered to your wife in your girlfriend's name. Thanks, babe. See, I knew you'd see my way.
Hey, what is it? Did you get me an audition?
You? No. I've discovered a major new talent. I'll give you a hint. He just peed on the Darcy's roses.
Dad?
No. Lucky.
Yeah, but isn't it unprofessional for agents to date their clients?
It's very funny. Million Man March. It's a dog food commercial. Now, all Lucky has to do is learn a few simple tricks and pretend to like the stuff.
No problem. I lick your face and pretend to like you.
GL, I've never heard of a 3-day funeral.
Perchance you don't remember our honeymoon.
Yeah, something certainly died back then. Unfortunately, it never got buried. I just want you to look me in the face and tell me that you are not going fishing.
Peg, I lie about a lot of things. Who I'm married to, who my kids are, what that smell was, but I would never, ever lie about Aunt Betty's funeral.
I thought you said it was Aunt Nell.
It's a double funeral, Peg. Which is why it's going to take 3 days. Well, 4 if they're biting. I mean, crying.
Okay, Al. You ready to go fishing?
What Jefferson means, Peg, is that the family said, in lieu of bringing flowers, we should all bring fish. Let's go, Jefferson.
No, Al. No, my days as a cad and a bounder are over. I feel very strongly that you should never lie to your wife, and for one very good reason. What was it again, Marcy?
A lie may give you temporary pleasure, but honesty will bring you happiness at the end of the day. And I was so happy that Jefferson told me the truth about his trip that I've given him something very special.
Nobody wants to hear about your filthy chicken love.
No, Al. Marcy gave me this new telephoto lens for my camera. Look, trust me, Al. I know honesty goes against everything we guys stand for, but women eat it up.
All right, I'll give it a shot. Yeah. Peg, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going fishing this weekend. And every Saturday, when I take the garbage out, I throw away one of your shoes.
Well, you know, Al, I'm going to be honest with you, too. I knew you were going fishing. And at night, when you're sleeping, I'd pluck out your hair so you'll bald fast.
On top of Old Smoky, all covered with snow, and everybody knew that.
Oh, God, I love this place, Al. The stroke of genius having me cash in Marcy's IRA to pay for this luxury vacation.
Jefferson, would you stop taking pictures so we can enjoy this place? Oh. Jefferson, would you start taking pictures so we can enjoy this place?
Welcome in. They're your Swedish masseuses. I'm Helga.
And I'm Inga.
And I'm Alga.
And I'm Gaga.
Maybe carry your bags.
We died and went to the land of milk and honeys.
Mr. Bundy and Mr. Darcy. I'm Randolph the innkeeper, and I've been trying to get a hold of you. There's been a slight change in your cabin assignment.
What's the change?
You don't have one.
That's okay. We'll bunk in with Helga and Inga.
Yes, sir.
Helga, Inga, you're late for topless happy hour.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look, you can't bump us. See, we made our reservation over a year ago.
So you did. Let me explain something. You're nobodies, and you had a reservation. Shannon Tweed is a famous actress. She didn't have a reservation. Explanation over.
Shannon Tweed? Star of Night Eyes 2, Night Eyes 3, and every fantasy I've ever had since I got cable.
You know, Shannon Tweed got me through many a long, lonely night of sex with Marcy.
Oh, Randolph.
Yes, Miss Tweed.
Are those the two gentlemen that had reservations for my cabin?
Yes, Miss Tweed.
Oh, good. I did so want to meet them.
I told you she'd straighten this thing out, just like she straightened out Andrew Stevens in Night Eyes 3.
Yes. Well, just as I thought. A mangy shoe salesman and a chronically unemployed aging pretty boy. Have them thrown off the property immediately.
Geez, I can't believe she said that.
Me either. Aging? Now, Redford, that's aging.
Now, gentlemen, just to show you I'm not entirely without feeling, here's your deposit back.
And here are your complimentary mints.
I suggest Mr. Bundy have them both. And you have exactly 2 minutes to get off the premises. Good day.
Now, who the hell does he think he is? He can't throw us out of here.
Well, I'm afraid he can, Al. Private property.
I'll show him some private property.
Lucky, if you're gonna be in this commercial, you're gonna have to learn to sit. Now sit!
I'll never teach this dog how to sit. What am I gonna have to do, beg?
Hey. Kelly, I cannot get this dog to do what I want him to.
Well, maybe you need a rubber dog. Here, let me try. I'll show him by example.
All right, Lucky. Sit.
Kelly, please. That's never gonna work. I've already tried doing all that.
Come on, Lucky. Let's go outside and I'll teach you some more tricks.
Give me a bone with some meat on it. I'll jump over the house.
So, getting bumped from the fishing cabin wasn't all that bad, was it, Al?
Well, nothing drowns your sorrows better than a 3-day binge at the nudie bar.
Oh, wow, look at this picture I took of the lake. Here's the lodge. Here's a nudie bar.
Wait a second, Jefferson. We didn't take any pictures at the nudie bar.
Yeah, you're right. And the nudie bar isn't in the woods. And it doesn't have Shannon Tweed and Randolph in the hot tub.
Holy Moses, Jefferson, do you know what this means?
Yeah. Cosby's right. Kodak paper does make a difference.
God, you idiot! It's payback time. Nobody bumps us, baby. Shannon Tweed is about to get bumped herself right onto the front page of the National Enquirer. Boy, look at this picture of Shannon Tweed, Jefferson. Isn't she a babe?
Ah, come on, Al. I'll bet our wives, in this beautiful mountain setting with the steam rising up off the hot tub, would look just as good.
No way!
Jefferson, how much do you think this picture of Shannon Tweed is worth to the tabloids?
Well, let's see. Your typical celebrity nude photo brings in, I'll say, upwards of $1,000. But see, in this case, it's a celebrity doing the Humpty dance with the help. That's got to fetch at least $10,000.
Yeah, you see, but Jefferson, even though we did get bumped from our cabin, I mean, this is a little heartless and cold, huh? Even for us.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Al. You know, the honest thing to do would be just throw this away and pretend like it never happened. Huh?
Okay.
All right. Just... Hey. Well, you feel better about yourself now?
Much. Yeah. I'll see you later, buddy. You know, I think since Peg's not home, it's... Peg's not home, it's probably safe to go up there and take a little nap. Yeah.
Marcy is home, so I think I'll go back to the nudie bar.
Later, buddy.
Back at you, pal o' mine.
You the man.
Oh, no. No, you the man.
Reject my dog. He's Eddie on Frasier, you know.
Ma'am, Eddie is a Jack Russell Terrier. Your mutt is a near-blind bulldog.
Well, he looks different in person. You're in the business. You know the camera adds 15 pounds.
Yeah, and so are those donuts you stuffed in your purse during the audition. Now get out.
Let's go, Eddie.
Jeez, you think there'd be one half-starved mongrel in this town that could make it through this obstacle course?
Lucky can do it.
Oh, yeah? And I suppose he plays Murray on Mad About You?
Oh, no, he hates Paul Reiser.
In that case, I'll give him a shot.
Hungry Puppy Dog Food Audition number 2073, take one.
Run the course. Oh, come on, Lucky. Just get into character. Be a hungry puppy.
Oh, there's a stretch.
Come on, Lucky. Now you want to be in the commercial and make lots of money?
Well, I know how this works. I get in the commercial, you get the money, I end up sharing a jail cell with a cast of Different Strokes.
Next.
No, wait. He can do it, I promise. He just needs a little motivation. Just watch and follow me.
What?
It's good night.
Oh.
Come on. I love Hungry Puppy. Come on.
Well, that was great. The auditions are over. We have our Hungry Puppy.
There you go. Have a seat. Thanks very much. Attention, media whores. esteemed members of the press. The auction for the Shannon Tweed hot tub photo is about to begin.
All right, we'll show us the video. All right, all in good time. Before I get to the main event, however, I would like to start with a genuine picture of the Loch Ness Monster.
Well, let's see it. Come on, show us in here. My God, Al, that's horrific. What the hell is it?
It's a picture of Peg's mom in the bathtub.
I don't see a bathtub in there.
Trust me, Jefferson, it's under there somewhere.
That's not the Loch Ness Monster. He's not that big.
So what? We slap Roseanne's head on it and say she lost weight. I'll give you $50.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for the main event. Shannon Tweed, as you've never seen her before. Now, we will start the bidding at...
$1,000.
I get $1,000 here. Do I hear more?
$3,000.
Oh, come on. You pay twice that much for Brett Butler pulling out her wedgie. Come on.
I'll give you $5,000.
Make it ten. $10,000. Here we have $10,000 going once, $10,000 going twice. So close to a sale.
Make it 12-5.
Jefferson, keep the fleecing going. If I'm not back, you send my mail to King Al, Hammock 1, Isle of Yap.
Okay, 12-5.
Shannon Tweed here in my house?
Mr. Bundy, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but I came by to apologize for the way I treated you at the lodge.
Well, apology accepted. I gotta go now. Bye.
Oh, no, Mr. Bundy, wait. Look, you know, being a famous actress, I guess I've gotten used to having my own way, and, well, I might have forgotten that other people have feelings, too. But without those people, I'm not a famous star. I'm just an average woman.
With way above average hooters.
Well, thank you. God and Dr. Markowitz have been kind. Anyway, I felt so bad after I got home that I talked it over with my shrink, my herbalist, the counterboy at Starbucks, and they all agreed. Shannon, you're a taker, they said. You've got to start giving.
Well, you were giving pretty good in that shower scene and Indecent Behavior.
Well, thank you, but that was acting. This is real. If I only knew that I reached you in some way, I'd feel so much better about myself.
Oh, you've reached me.
God, you're so sexy if you weren't married.
Oh, I'm not married. No, I live alone with my red-headed mother.
Oh, what am I talking about? There I go, selfishly giving in to my insatiable lust for you.
Insatiable lust? For me?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's understandable. You know, I played a little high school ball.
It really shows.
Shannon, you may not understand what I'm about to do, but always remember that I do this for you.
Al, what are you doing with that envelope? Did you swallow that whole thing?
Yep.
It looked like there was a photograph in it.
Yeah.
Of me in a hot tub?
Yeah.
You. Blue collar. Brown panted. Shoe-selling yokel. Despite what Siskel and Ebert say, I am quite an accomplished actress, as you so clearly demonstrated today. So the next time you want to see me in a hot tub, you rent my upcoming straight-to-video classic, Ernest Pays for Sex. And don't forget to rewind.
Yeah. Al, I got them up to 25,000. Now, I think we should make like Waterworld and close immediately.
I'm joking.
Well, why are you joking?
I said I'm joking!
Oh, you're joking! Okay, let me help you out. Uh-oh. There, did you swallow what was stuck in your throat?
Yes, Jefferson, I did.
Good, and you're not choking anymore.
No. But you are!
Come on.
So how was the hospital? Any luck getting the negative out?
No, Al's stomach acid dissolved it. But they did find 3/4 of a commemorative Slim Jim left over from Super Bowl XII.
That's what I've been tasting all these years. Well, despite losing the $25,000 and the cost for the visit to the hospital and the vintage Slim Jim, on the bright side is, whenever you're down, there's always TV to pick you back up.
Hey, everybody, listen. The Hungry Puppy commercial is going to come on.
Is your puppy hungry? Then get him Hungry Puppy dog food. The only food that puppies prefer to their own tails.
If Doggy's nose is dry and his tongue is black and his ribs are showing through his back, give him Hungry Puppy a bite or two and the starving mutt will be good as new. Give him Hungry Puppy a bite or two and the starving mutt will be good as new.
Meow! I love Puppy Hungry.
That's Hungry Puppy.
Yeah, what he said.
Hungry Puppy, Hungry Puppy, Hungry Puppy.